just read a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll pick up the issue from yesterday. Sheshis has a kasha. So Sheshis has the kasha from the following verse of the Sanya. Chushu v'shmina m'sham tashlim kefil v'tashlim dalad hei k'en shikona. So why do you pay k'en shikona? According to Rav, the rule is that kefil dalad hei k'shasa m'adu b'din. So you should pay kefil dalad hei like the larger amount of the hamada b'din. You should pay kefil dalad hei on the shmena, kashir the shmena. Price doesn't say what the din of the keren is over here. I'm sure it'll depend if it's a case where he broke it via dayim. Dalvay, if he's talking about shachta, he broke it via dayim. So then the keren lechar would be on the shmena because he broke it via dayim. He would mazik with kolapachas. If it broke me'elov, then from what we know so far, it'll be Karen Kain Shigana. But Kapanim, that's not the din. The Gemara is not discussing. The Bryce doesn't say what the din of the Karen is. But the Bryce is the Kefil Dalad Hei is Kshasim Ode B'din. It's Kasha and Rav. I'm sorry, the Bryce is the Kefil Dalad Hei is even the Kefil Dalad Hei is Kain Shigana. It's a Kasha and Rav. Ami, Mishum De Omele, Anot Patim Le Ve'ad Shaklis. It's a special case. Since the Ganev is Mefatimit, the Gana Kataina, I don't have to pay kefil on that I was mefatim. What does Rashi say? Mishum d'omalei. So itself, Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi says, pulls out the implication. If it was just the prices went up, or even if it got fat on its own, not because he was mefatim it. So then, Mishalim Kefil Kihashta, then Rav's member would still apply. It says in Rashi that Rav's member applies as long as that Pitum Yadayim. It applies to Yukub. What is it? Rav's member applies not only to Yukub Zulu, it applies even to Shmein, to Yishmino. As long as it's not like in the Brice that he was Mefatim at Biyadayim. Because if he's Mefatim Biyadayim, there's a special svar of Anokatim Nevaat Shaklus. What's the nature of the svar of anopatim levat shaklus? What does that mean? So, in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Gnei Baloch Yid Aleph, the Rambam says that if a ganav is moitzi hitzoy sanu vehemo and is mashbiach, so the Rambam says hashvach shel aganav, the ganav owes the shvach. There's some kelim. There's some kelim say the Rambam got it from this gemara. I'm not patim levat shaklus. But the Rambam understood pshat in the Gemara that the pitum that he caused, he was mefatim lebehem, and now the behem is fatter and more valuable. So that the Gemara is saying, I'm not patim levat shaklus. It's my pitum. The pitum belongs to me. Ramban also Mechamis, beginning in the ninth parak in Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Ramban says also that she quotes this Gemara. And he says that the Gemara means that the pitum belongs to the ganav. Rabban explains, based on the sugis over there in Abezel, that it's at the Kanas Hashavim. If the ganav was Moshe Hesoyis, he's going to have to, the ganav spent a lot of money to be Mefatim the behemoth. If we're going to say that he loses all of that, it's going to make it harder for him to the Shuvah and be Machsel the Gnev. He's not going to want to be Machsel the Gnev. So therefore, to make it, the Gemara has this concept of Takanas Hashavim, Shimon Elazar. So the Rabban says, this Gemara is going like Shimon Elazar, there's a concept of Takanas Hashavim. Some that's pshat in the Rambam as well. Takanas Hashavim. That if the ganav is mitzvah itzoyis, so then and he was mefatim the behemah. So the Chazal said that pitum belongs to the ganav mishum takanas Hashavim. The Rashi in Tzadik Dalim over there. So says a little bit differently. He says it's not midin takanas shavim. He says even without takanas shavim, it's midin yored. Yored when somebody's yored, the nixa chaverin is bashviach the karka. So the halach is that up to the hitzoyis, you have to pay the yored. And the case over here is that the Rashba that the pitum was not more valuable than the hitzoyis that the ganav spent. But therefore, the pitum belongs to the ganav because the ganav can say, look, I spent so much money for this pitum. What the ganav spent was at least as much as the pitum itself. So therefore, the pitum belongs to the ganav. That's the title of not the tindav ad shakos. Kachekach, according to Raman, said the kanas shalom, according to the Rashba, midin yoyer. They understand the Gemara to be saying that the pitum literally belongs to the ganav. And not the tindav ad shakos means the pitum belongs to me. So it's big kamina. If that's the case, then it's not only a svarin tefil and dalav behei; it'll be a svarin keren as well. If the Rambam and the Chori will come out. That even the keren, if it broke by itself, if the behemoth died by itself, it's not a chiddush. For sure, the keren's getting shabbat. But the chiddush would be lechoyer that lefi the Ramban and the Rashba, the Rambam. What if he shechted the behemoth? Which by dalav behei is usually the case. So he shechted the behemoth. So if he shechted the behemoth or he broke the behemoth, so how much keren do you have to pay? Like he spoke. He What's usually the rule? You got a kli. Like the Marsha later on, Tavrei Shasa. You got a kli. These were worth not so much when you stole it. Now it's worth much more. Whatever this ice went up or whatever it is, it's worth more. It's worth much more. So the din is Karen Be'etzim is Kain Shagana. If it broke by itself, so Karen is Kain Shagana. But if he broke it be a dayim, that's the din of Tavrei Shasa. You broke it be a dayim, then Avadi have to pay. You could dash them. The Ksois is Asmazik. The Nesiva said, we talked about it in the past. Soon we have to revisit it when we get to that line, up those lines in the Gemara. But I'll put it. That's the Tavrei Shasa. You break, even though Be'etzim Karen is Kain Shagana, so if it went from one Zuz to four Zuz, the din Be'etzim is Karen Kain Shagana. But if you break it, be a dime, you have to pay for the whole four Zuz because you broke be a dime, something that's worth four Zuz. So the Chayre El Moli, this is Ramban and Rashba. If you steal a behema, that's a Chusha. Now the behema is a fat behema. So beside the Karen, so again, if it dies by itself, about the Karen's Kain Shagana. That's the din of Karen Kain Shagana. So you pay for a chusha. But if you broke it, be a dayim. If you shechted the behemoth, be a dayim. B'pshutoy, I would say that a body you have to pay Karen cash. That's the din of Tavrei Shasa. The feeder of the Rashi, b'chayre, it's not true. You only have to pay Karen Kamei Kara because the pitum belongs to the ganav. So even if he breaks it, be a dayim, he's just breaking something that belongs to him. In other words, Il Moli, the Ramban and the Rashba could have said that maybe the svarim are not b'dim. The Rashak is a special svar in the din of Kefil, k'shas amod b'dim. Then in the ex in the Chiddush HaTorah, that Kefil, Dalav Hei, is k'shas amod b'dim. So somehow there's a svar that the Torah only said that Kefil, Dalav Hei, is k'shas amod b'dim. This extra din, the Kefil, Dalav Hei, the Shum of Kefil, Dalav Hei, is k'shas amod b'dim. That doesn't apply where the God of himself was mefatim. But the God of himself pumped up the value of the behemoth, then the kefil and dal behe does not have the din of kshas hamad of din. Then kefil and dal behe is only kain shagana. But the behemoth still belongs to the bialim. And if you go and you shoot the behemoth in the head, about it, you have to pay keren and the whole behemoth. There are about the rashmi. As I could have learned that an apatim nevat shaklis is a svar of protus in the din of kefil and dal behe kshas hamad of din. So that's we need to explain the svar. I'd say it's a svar of protus. That in the Gzeres HaKosov, that the Shumah of Kefil Dalav Hei is Kishas HaMod Debedin, that's neutralized by the Svar of Anopatim Nevaat Shakos. But not that the Pitum literally belongs to the Ganav. But the Rabban and the Rashba are saying that the Pitum literally belongs to the Ganav. Mishum Takonis HaShovim, or Mishum Yerid, the Pitum literally belongs to the Ganav. And that's why you don't pay Kefil Dalav, that's why you don't have to pay Kefil on the Pitum, because why should I pay Kefil on the Pitum? Why should I pay Dalav Hei on the Pitum? It's my fact. But the fat belongs to the ganav. And who hadn't care? Who hadn't care? In Rosh is the Ayin Beferish. The Rosh, when he sums up the halachas that come out of the sugya, so the Rosh says that if he was mefatim, it'd be a dayim, he pays keren, kefil, and dalad v'hei, kein shabbat. Now, he's presumably talking about a case, or he's at least including a case that you broke it via dayim, because dalad v'hei normally is that you broke it, you shechted it via dayim. That's always the assumption that if it was in the minute you're talking about Dalav Hei, Pshutoi, presumptively, you're talking about a case where you shechted it via dayim. And the Rosh says you pay Keren, Kefil Dalav Hei, Kein Shagana. So Kefil Dalav Hei, Kein Shagana, that's the Gemara, not between the bad shakas. But the Rosh says that the Keren is also Kein Shagana. So they also, you see, that the Rosh held, like the Ramban, like the Rashba, the Nanopatim, the Bav Shaklis means literally the Ganav owns the Pitul. That's certainly a special svara only when the Ganav is Mepapin, it'd be a Dai, Mishum Tekonos HaShove, Mishum Yored, whichever one it is, because the Ganav was Meitzei Tzoyis, and this is going to be like the Rambam said, Hoysi Yoloi Tzoyis, so therefore the Pitul belongs to the Ganav. That's why you don't have to pay not only Kefal Dal Hey, you don't have to pay on the Pitul. You don't even have to pay Karen on the Pitul. Well, that's what we want those Rishonim. Yeah, have to be both the other Rishonim. I didn't see all the Rishonim or other Rishonim say otherwise. But a component of that's that these Rishonim say Pshat and Gemara. L'chavad is the Malkim Ma'ar. It's not my kasha. Belt asks. L'chavad is the Malkim Ma'ar. If the Pitum belongs to the Ganav, then why are you chayav Dalad Vehe at all? That's the kasha. Somebody finish off the kasha. What? Well, I'm the Pitum, but let him pay the but he's Takapotum Dalvay and the Pitum. He's Chayav Dalvay and the Klusha part.
It's not
Kulu Bisur. Remember, we had a Gemara. The Gemara says that if the Teshut of Shigodim Mechaveroi, so you don't pay Dalvay even on the other half because you need Utfachi Kulu Bisur since half the Behemoth belongs to him, so the Maishah Shchit is not Kulu Bisur. So here's the same thing. Here I have a Behemoth. And let's say weighs 500 pounds. 100 of those pounds are mine. Then I shecht it. So it's not tvachik kulu b'chayur. It's not tvachik kulu b'chayur. So why chayv dalav hay at all? But that, it says chayv dalav hay. At least kashir chusha.
Isn't the whole behemoth he stole is kulu b'chayur?
So maybe so l'chayur you have to mechalak al derech zeh. Maybe I'll have to look at it. But pshuta you have to mechalak that it's different. That in well, what's happening? Ken says by kashuta shigana mechaveri. Also the whole behemoth that you stole is kulu b'chayur. I stole half a behemoth and it's kulu b'chayur. You have to mechalak. There, I stole half a behemoth. Stole half a behemoth. So then, and then you shechted the whole behemoth. So it lacks, and it's not the shechot the kulu b'chiyuva. Here, I stole the whole behemoth. It was thin. Now I have a fat behemoth. Inside the fat behemoth, there's a thin behemoth trying to get out. So that behemoth that I stole is kulu b'chiyuva. It's kulu b'chiyuva. So you don't have the tour of a shechot the kulu b'chiyuva.
What about when you're mowed to one of the b'ayim? You stole the whole.
Yes, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that that's a sugya. You married it to one of the Bailam. The Gemara says, depends, if you were married after the Tvichot, then you have Tvichot, Tvachot, Kulu, B'chiyuva, then it's a Shalom, maybe Dalim, hey. They're the cases you were married after the Gemara is talking about where you married after the Shechita. If you were married before the Shechita, then the Chari, you don't have Tvachot, Kulu, B'chiyuva. I think today we spoke that out when we were learning the sugya. Okay, let's see Taisus. Taisus, let's take a look at Taisus. I'm not putting the Vat Shaklis. So Taisus says, Mashmud Ekshin Nispat Meileo Havik Shasam Oda Vadin. Like it says in Rashi. Exactly the same as Rashi. The Gemara, the Svar, I'm not putting the Vat Shaklis. The Svar of Protus when he's Nispat Meileo Havik Shasam Oda Vadin. But if it was Nispat Meileo, the implication is, then you'll pay Kefil Shasam Oda Vadin. Then you'll pay Kefil and Dalad Vahey. It'll still be in Rav's memory. It'll be Kishasam Oda Vadin. Rashi said that. Taisus now says, "Mil l'fiha emes, I feel like she's spat m'meila m'shalim kefil dalad eke ain shigana." Taisus says, even though in this gemara it's mashma yitz sor protus by pitum biyadayim, but l'fiha emes means l'maskalas the gemara. Maskalas gemara at the end of the sugya, even if it was in spat m'meileho, the kefil dalad hey will only be k'ein shigana. K'may b'tleva nasayim. The gemara has later a case of tleva nasayim. The Omer Kamon, the Mishalim Kefil Dalav Hei Kein Shiganav. Not you only pay Kefil Dalav Hei on a tle. V'yafilu, I think the man the Omer Shimuli Koni. Even if it's not a Shimuli, that's a Chalik Slimor. If Tlev and Asayel is a Shimuli, if we lost it, it's a Shimuli. Chanina said it's not a Shimuli. Even if it's not a Shimuli, we still only pay if it's a Shimuli. There's nothing to talk about. So you stole a Shimuli. The Isle is gone. Now what you have is a. If Shina Koyin is nothing to talk about. You sold the tlet. The minute it became an aisle, it's not the gneve at all. But if Shina is not Koyin, you still only pay Kefil Talib Hei Kein Shagana. Shum da omele otu tura gan viminoch, dichra gan viminoch. So chanami, kishin is patma meleo, mot da omele otu shmeina gan viminoch, kusha gan viminoch. The Yuku Bazul who to come around Kefil Dalab Hekashasa Mother, but didn't the Shaykh name or Otto Yuku Gan Minoch. time of fires the common basis, Shem got behold the Tom can make Kardam Kshalach. The kids of Taisa says that even though if you only had this Gemara, so I would say that that's only by Pitim Biyadayim there's a special Sar of Anopatim the Vatshakas. But the Spat Me'alea is still included in the memory of Rav. But the Maskonis of Gemara changes. What's the Maskonis of Gemara? So just briefly, not getting too bogged down in the end of the Sigma. The Gemara brings Machlekes Abilua and Rabbi Hanina, Tlev Nas Ail is called a Shini or not. Abilua says Tlev Nas Ail is called a Shini. And Rabbi Hanina holds not a Shini, places in Masbir, the issue is that it's a Shini above Me'alef. It's a Shini, on the one hand, it's not a Shini, it's a Shini that's built into the DNA of the Tlev, it's going to become a Ail. So does that count as a Shini or not? So Machlekes Abilua and Rabbi Hanina. So Rabbi Hanina brought a Braisa. The Braisa says, the Braisa says that Tlev Nas Ail, you pay kefil, karen kefil dalav hay, kishkein shagana. Fact of Chanina, why are you paying dalav hay at all? By the time you shechted, it was ready in aisle. Shalay utareh, shalay umeche. So, right, the Tlev Nas Ail is not a shina. So, Rabbi Lo said back to Rabbi Chanina, the price is not so great for you either. Because if it's not a shina, so why do you pay kefil dalav hay, kishkein shagana? You should pay kefil dalav hay, kishas amod bedin. So the price is problematic for you too. So Reb Chanina said, no, that's different. Kefil, you're not going to pay kefil dalav hay, even though it's not a shinui, but you're not going to pay kefil dalav hay on the aisle. You only pay kefil dalav hay on the tler, because the ganav container otu tur ganav yinoch, dichra ganav yinoch. I didn't steal an aisle, I only stole a tler. Since the maisik neighbor was on a tler, there's only three kefil dalav hay on the tler. So you see, it's a svar over there that even though it's not a shinui, even though Tlev Nas Ail according to Rav Chanina is not a shinui, nonetheless you don't pay the tashlume kefil dal vehei is not on a tle, it's not an aisle. You only pay kefil dal vehei on a tle, because there's an extra svar of up to tur gan vinoch dicher gan vinoch. The meisik gneva was on a tle, wasn't on an aisle. Tosus holds that the same thing you have by Tlev Nas Ail you have by chushu v'shinui as well. Because we're going to Tlevet, we're going to the Manda Omer, we're going to Rav Chanina, the Tlevet Nas Ail is not a Shinui. If Tlevet Nas Ail is not a Shinui, then it's just another way, it's another kind of a Shmino. It's just a Shmino. I mean, if it would be a Shinui, then it's different. But if it's not a Shinui, then it's basically the same as Kulshev Shmino. What's the difference? It got bigger, it got fatter. Not a Shinui either way. And therefore, the same way Rav Chanina says there's a Svara, that you don't be capable Dal Vehe in the Ail, because there's a Svara of otu tur gadaminoch, dichr gadaminoch, meaning that I steal from you an aisle, I only stole from you a tleh. So the same thing you can say, that I steal from you a fat behemoth, I only stole from you a thin behemoth. I only have to pay kefil dal vehei. The maisik neighbor was an akusha, I only have to pay dal vehei an akusha. Taisus learns that that's the maskana of Gemara. Well, in the next one, the Samach Vav says, the maskana, tloim kine beikar adam kushal akshu, cryptic line. Taisus says that's exactly what it means. That if you have a tleh v'nasa aisle, or anything equivalent to that, so you pay kinemekara, because otu turagan minoch dichragan minoch. Domim you pay the din of rav that you pay kefil dal vehei kedashka. That's only by domim by yukra bezuma. That's the re. It's the re. That's how the re learns up the sugya. So it comes out the maskanas of Gemara that the rav is really limited to yukra bezuma. That's what they said in the Taisus Gufa. He started off the maskana the milsar mina the rav are really yukra bezuma. This is the maskon. That is this new svara to turagam minoch, dichragam minoch. The re holds that by the same token, you can say to chushagam minoch, shmeinagam minoch, chushagam minoch, and therefore there's no chiyuv kefil dal vehei on the shmein. Therefore, Tosfos says the maskon, lefi ha'emes. Right now, the Gemara only says a svara protus and pitum. Lefi ha'emes, it's a svara even by shmino, that there's a taina of otu, shmeinagam minoch, chushagam minoch, and kefil dal vehei is only on the shiur chusha. And not the Shir Shmeina. The Rif is Chayla. The Rif is Chayla. The Rif says that even though Rav Chanina said it, yes, Rav Chanina said it, the Rif agrees that Rav Chanina said it, but the Rif holds that we don't pass on like that Svar of Rav Chanina. Because you see that Rabbi Lod didn't hold from the Svar of Rav Chanina. And since we pass on like Rabbi Lod, that Devon Asayel is a Shinui, so therefore we don't hold from the Svar of Rabbi Chanina. Yeah, that's what he has to work through. The guy yes, on the real figure, he doesn't understand how he writes to the Gemara. Even if we don't pass like Chanina, and the issue of Tlev and Asa'ayo, But the svara of the tour, the etzim svara that otu tour gan v'noch, dicher gan v'noch. That we still have to say with Rabbi Chanina. This muchach in the suga that even Beishama he holds that Shimu Yukayim Yomer still holds that. Where it goes on the hemshich and he says, what's Rabbi Lo going to do with the price? So the price is he say we pay dollars, but hey, what do you mean shloim tovei shloim oichi? Where did that cash go? The Gemara says, well, Rabbi Lo will say the price going like Beishama. Look, if Beishama tevan asayil is not a Shimu. And yet the Brisa says the Tefil Dalav Hei is Kain Shigonav, not Kishasem Odeh Bedin. So what's Rabbi Lo going to do with that? Akochuch, he must also have Rav Chanin Nisvara, the daughter Turigan Vinoch, Dichrogan Vinoch. So therefore the Goyin says that he doesn't know what the Riff wants. And for some, the Riff's going to have to say that, yes, Rabbi Lo holds from Rav Chanin Nisvara, but only when it's Shinui, even if it's not Kaina, even if it's Bishamet, that Shin is not Kaina, but Shinui is enough that you could say, Otu this Gan Vinoch, the other thing Gan Vinoch. But if it's not Nishtane, then Rabbi Lo holds you can't say this. We'll revisit this when we get to the end of the sugya. Exactly what's the how the Riff and Tosfos learned up Pshat and Shagat, how it's negated to us right now. This is what I wanted you to see when I told you guys to look at the end of the sugya. Is that there's a machlekes the Ri and the Riff. Do we accept Rav Chanin Nisvar Lahaloch? Tosfos holds Rav Chanin Nisvar is Emes Lahaloch. But there's a Svar of Atu Turagam Minoch Dichragam Minoch. And who are you know? Even if Tlevin Asayil is not a Shimei, Rav Chanina holds Shimei Bameilov, doesn't count as a Shimei. Doesn't count as a Shimei. This is far Otu Turagan Vinoch, Dichragan Vinoch. The Maisig Neva was on a Tlevin, not on an aisle. Even though Tlevin Asayil is the same thing, just one's bigger than the other, according to Rav Chanina. Doesn't matter. The Maisig Neva was on the small sheep, not on the big sheep, and therefore you don't have to pay careful Dalvin Hay on the Hamad of Adin, only on the Kain Shegonah, and who are the Chushe Vishmina. And the Riff holds. The Riff holds apparently that we don't accept Rav Chanin Nisvar. If we accept it, we only accept it by things that are really a Shinui. So like Tlevin Asayil, according to Rabbi Lo, that it's really a Shinui, and a Tle is not an Ayil, and an Ayil is not a Tle. So even Lechit Beshameh, the Shin is not Koine, but that's enough that we'll say, Otu Turagar Vinoch, Dichragar Vinoch. But the things that are not a Shinui, like Tlevin Asayil, if you're Rav Chanin, the things that are not a Shinui, we don't accept Rav Chanin Nisvar. You go with Rabbi Lo that does. You don't say Otu Turagan Minoch Dicher Gan Minoch. That's Machlokes Tosfos in the Riff. The Rosh is noted to the Riff. He brings both. The Rosh brings both. But the Rosh here by us in the Sugya. But the Rosh is, it sounds like it's Mashma the Rosh. He says the Riff is Mestaber. Mashma is agreeing to the Riff. Hokim Mistaber, says the Rosh. So the Rosh is noted to the sheet of the Riff. So now, the whole discussion though is only in regard to Kefil Dalavet. Kefil Dalavet, which normally should be Kshas Hamad of Adin, should be on the Isle, should be on the Shmeino. We have this discussion that maybe this is Zvara, Otto Turagan Vinoch, Dichragan Vinoch, Otto Shmeino Gan Vinoch, Chushagan Vinoch, that should say that even the Kefil Dalav Hei, which normally I would expect to be on the Shasam Adav Adin, on the Shmeino, on the Isle, there's a Zvara to say, no, he only stole a Chusha, he only stole a Tle, so you pay Kefil Dalav Hei on the Tle. Or in Agamor, you have a Pitum Biyadayim, the more I thought that Kefil Dalav Hei should pay on the Shmeino, the more I said, no, I'm not the Pitum Nevat Shaklis. There's a svar that the Kefil Dalav Hei, even the Kefil Dalav Hei, which ought to be on the Shmeino, on the Mufutemis, there's a svar to say, no, even the Kefil Dalav Hei is Kein Shagana. But what about the Keren? Or the Keren is certainly Kein Shagana. So the Tlevin Asayil, the Keren of Adan Zanatle, Kusha Vishmino, the Keren of Adan is of Adan Kusha. Even the Kefil Dalav Hei, which ought to be, I would have thought, on the Shmeino, because Shas Hamad of Adin, and yet the Gemara says Svaris, that no, even the Kefil Dalet Hei is Gein Shagonov, because I'm not putting him in the Bat Shaklis, or because of the Tur Gan Vinoch, Dichr Gan Vinoch. So the Keren, which is always Gein Shagonov, Shalach has Kama Vakamo, that the Keren certainly is Gein Shagonov. In all of these cases, where the payment got fat. And then that's the Rosh, the Choran Sadat Kei, that we talked about yesterday. That the Rosh said that if the behemoth got bigger and bigger and bigger, got more and more pregnant, more and more woolly, and then it was nishtana, because it gave birth, or you sheared the wool, So the Rosh says that you pay kerega, you pay not kerega echad kaidem hashinui, but you pay kain shigana. The Rosh told me about kerega. You have to talk in cable down there. Right? The Rosh says in Sadake that shvach shekaidem shinui belongs to the gazlan. That means you have a behema, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. What's the difference? Getting fatter and fatter, it's getting woolier and woolier, it's getting better and better each day in every way. It's getting better and better. And then the behema disappears. Either it dies in Argamars, or somebody shechted it, or like the Gemara over there, that it was Nishtana. So that's another way to disappear. So now the behema is gone. So how much do you have to pay? Says the Rosh. You don't have to pay for a very woolly behema. For very woolly sheep, you pay the sheep, the not so woolly sheep that you stole, because he says because we revert to the din of Karen Kain Shigana. That's the chord. That's to say, that's like an agamars. That's the din of agamar that you pay Kain Shigana. That even kefil dal behelu is what to be done. Kefil dal behelu is the chord. Tolim machlekes Tosin the Rosh. The Rosh will say, Tosis will say, the Re will say. Hayful dal behei, you're not going to pay on the wool, on the extra wool, because otu a woolly sheep I gan viminoch. I was a not so woolly sheep gan viminoch. Otu a very pregnant poor gan viminoch. I was going to perfume you, and not such a pregnant behem. So hayful dal behei, Tosu will say, will also be gain shigan. And that the Riff will disagree. The Riff will say, no, we don't pass it like that svara. And therefore hayful dal behei will be like shasam od bedin, say like you know a moment before the behemah died, or a moment before the behemah was nishtan. So on Kefil Dalad Hey, Yeshua Ma'alot, that will be totally. This machlekes, the machlekes that we have here between the Re and the Riff, and that'll plug into that case as well. But as far as Karen is concerned, from everything we see, she told the Pasha that Karen nobody ever argued. Karen is always Karen Shigala. Even if the Riff, the Kefil is Kshasa Modadin, is Kshasa. Even if the Riff, that you pay kefil over there, kishasa, you pay kefil on the very woolly sheep, but Karen about it should be on the sheep that you stole. Karen Kain Shigana. Yeah, the problem is, so then it was shot on the goyim. The goyim is Magi and Tosis. Is that okay? Tosis is that okay? The way we have it says exactly like the Rosh. But the goyim is Magi that the Tosis holds. The other way, the Tosis holds that the shach shekaidem shinui belongs to the gazan. I'm sorry, belongs to the mizah. He has to pay for it. Where'd that come from? Moreover, it's even more bizarre because it's mamish comes out svaras hapuchas. The Riff, the Rosh, who in Agamara is knighted to the Riff, holds that we don't say, we don't pass him like Rav Chanina. We don't have the svara of otu chusha ganvinoch shmeinah, otu shmeinah ganvinoch chusha ganvinoch. So you know, it's the halacha, the Rosh agrees to the Riff that we don't accept Rav Chanina's svara. We don't say, well, I only sold a thin behemah, not a big behemah. No, it's the same behemah. So you pay kefil kshas hamada bedin. Yet the Rosh is the one who holds that when it comes to the keren, you pay kain shegana. Okay, that's not sure by itself, but because keren is kain shegana. But Tosfos, who holds Rav Chanina svar, who holds that aliba de emes we pass like Rav Chanina svar, that when you steal a chusha, and even later on it became a shmeina, you don't have to pay kefil on the shmeina, because you didn't steal a shmeina, you only stole a chusha. Oh, the shmeina gam minach, chusha gam minach. Well, if that's the case, then the keren for sure should be kein shagana, because you didn't steal a shmeina, you only stole a chusha. If it's good, and yet Tosfos is the one who holds that you pay keren on the shrach shekoidim shinui, you have to give it back to the nigzal. Lefi Tosfos, it comes out. The goyin is feel the goyin is how goyin Tosfos had a cake. Lefi Tosfos comes out a very strange thing. That if you have, let's say, a shmein of a klush of ishmi, or a sheep got more and more woolly, b'chor is exactly the same thing. So, how much kefil do you have to pay? Klush of ishmi, and then the behemah died, or the behemah was nishtana. So how much kefil do you have to pay according to Tosis, according to the Reef? That's Agamar. Kein shegana, only kein shegana, because we pass like Rav Chanina, otu shmeinu gan v'minoch, chush gan v'minoch. So you pay kefil only kein shegana. But how much keren do you have to pay? Tosis said a keg lefid the goyin tagor. How much keren do you have to pay? Kerega echad koyde mashimi. Means you have to pay keren on a shmeinu. How does that make any sense? Keren is kishas amadav adin, so to speak. Kerega echad koyde mashimi, and kefil is kein shegana because amale up to tuvagat because Reb Chanina disvar. How does that make any sense? I think the answer is that Adrabba, he understands. Not only is it not Soros Afuchas, it's Tosla Shitos. And Chazirosla Shitos. What's the Svara of Otu Shmeino Gavaminok, Kusha Gavaminok, Otu Tura Gavaminok, Dikra Gavaminok? But Chanina's Svara. Chanina's saying, he stole a Kusha, then it became a Shmeino, he stole a Tler, it became an Ayah. It's not a shinir. You know it's not a shinir. So just a behem like a bigger. But his the meister gneva was on the kush. That means everything else that's here, all this extra shuman, all this extra sheep, that got bigger, is not included in the original meister gneva. Therefore, you don't pay kefil on it. Well, if it's not included in the original meister gneva, but who does it belong to? It still belongs to the Bible. It's not an apatimna. It's not. There's no takanas shalom over here. It just got woolly on its own. You weren't mixing it on or anything. Don't matter. Baby, it just got bigger and fatter by itself. So who does this extra shuman belong to? Who does this extra sheep belong to? It's true. It's not part of the original gneva, but it still belongs to the Bible. And you're still withholding it from the Bible. So every second, as the behemoth gets bigger and bigger, this extra behemoth, this extra sheep that's being constantly generated over here, as the sheep grows, it's not included in the original Maisig Neva. So then, but you are stealing it. You're still stealing it because you're withholding it from the Bible. So every bit of sheep that's Nitoisef, that's added over here, there's a new Maisig Zeil on it. But that, let me finish the thought. But that new gzela can't be mechayim mikefil because it's not begunim from beis hayish. Kefil has to be begunim from beis hayish. Kefil has to be gneivah. Gneivah is begunim from beis hayish. It's only when it's begunim from beis hayish. This is not begunim from beis hayish. But the gezel it still is. It's not worse than kefil because of something. I have something of the bialim that I'm not returning. So there's a meisig gzela. Every little bit of sheep that's nitaisif, there's a new, it's not a since. It's not included in the original Maisig Neva, so then there's a new Maisig Zeila every second as the behemoth gets bigger. So therefore, if we're being down on the Kefil, so if Chanina Tain is Kefil, it's going to be Kain Shegana, because the Maisig Neva, the good of Maisish, was on a Chusha, not on a Shmeina, was on a Tle, not on an Ayin. So Kefil will only be Kain Shegana. But for that very reason, that the Maisig Neva was only on a Chusha, but the Maisai, there's a Shmeina over here that I'm not giving back to the Bialim all this time. That's a gzela. A gzela is mechayev mikeren. So keren I'll pay kerega echad koyde mashinui, because I have this big behemoth that belongs to the bialim and I'm stealing it by not giving it back, by withholding it from the bialim. So I'm chayev on a keren. I'm chayev on a keren kedin gzela. Masha enkein according to the Rif, that we don't pass in the Rav Chanina. We pass in, we don't accept the svara of otu tur gan v'noch dich gan v'noch. That means that we hold that when the tleh gets bigger and bigger, it's still included, it's still the same tleh. And it's still included in the original Maisig Neva. And the ayil that's over here, that the ayil is just the tleh. And since the ayil is the tleh, so on the one hand, when it comes to kefil, she'll pay kefil on the ayil. Because I did a Maisig Neva on the tleh slash ayil, it's all the same thing. maintains. It's the same thing. So I did the Maisig Neva is Mesiachas to the whole. The original Maisig Neva is Mesiachas to the whole thing. So on the one hand, as far as the Kefil is concerned, so that's a Chumim. Now I'll pay Kefil on the Ayah. But on the other hand, as far as Karen is concerned, if it's all included in the original Maisig Neva, then there was no new Maisig Neva. And if there's no new Maisig Zela, and if there's no new Maisig Zela, then it's just the same, it's just one Maisig Neva, the original Maisig Neva, and the din is in a Gneva that Karen is Kain Shiganov. So Karen will be only on the Karen will be Kain Shiganov. So it comes out that it's not only is it not Svaris Havuchas, it's Mamash Lushitosom. That because Taisus holds like Rav Chanina, that there's a Svar, the Otto Tur Ganminoch, Dichen Ganminoch, that the original Maisig Neva was only on a Tlen, not on an aisle, was only in a Chusha, not on a Shemeno. So therefore, every bit of Shuma that was added is a new Maisig Zela. So therefore, the Kefil will only be Kain Shagona because Kefil has to be in Beis Ha'ish. You need Beguna Beis Ha'ish because it has to be Gneva. Zela is not Machayah Kefil. But the Keren will be Kishas Amod Abedin or Kereg Echad Kain Mashinoi because the new Maisig Zela is Kaseyid be Machayah Mikeren. And Lefi the Rosh, who passes like the rear, it's Punkt Vaker. Because we don't accept Rav Chanina. So Tlevan Asa Ayel, I don't say it's that I say that the original Maisig Neva is still here. And the aisle is included in the original Maisig Neva of the Tle. So on the one hand, the Gabi Kefil, the result is that you pay Kefil Kshas HaMod HaBedin, because that's the rule. Kefil is Kshas HaMod HaBedin. As long as it's not something new, it's included in the original Maisig Neva, so Kefil is Kshas HaMod HaBedin. But on the other hand, since there's no new Maisig Zela happening, so then Karen, the Chi of Karen, is just the original Gneva. And the original Gneva, the din is Karen is Kain Shagana. So Karen Kain Shagana, if you only pay Kain Shagana. Because Yukur Rizula, you don't say, all the Rishonim speak out, by Yukur you don't say, Tosafot and Kirsi speaks out, by Yukur you don't say, Otu Yukur Ganvinoch, Zula Ganvinoch. Yukur Rizula is not a different, there's no new Maisig Zela on the Yukur. Yukur Rizula is certainly the same behemoth. In other words, when you steal a behemoth, it's worth one Zuz, and then the market changes, and now people are paying forces for it, that's still included in the original Maisig Zela. It's just a question of how to do the Shumah. So that's the shum is kashas achil. Let's say the Russian mass, but whatever the hezbollah is, can't kishon okay kashas amad of din exists. A cost to make this a svar, but there it's only there it's a nidin and the shuma. At what moment do I do the shuma in order to fix the value of the thing that I stole? But it's the same thing that I stole. Nothing changed. The nothing changed in what I stole. By klusha v'shmina, that's the nidin. Taisus holds, the re holds. I mean, everybody agrees with Rav Chanina holds. The shalas had a paskin. Taisus passing like Rav Chanina that the Maisig Neva was only in the Chushu, not on the Shmeino. But I'm adding, so therefore there's a new Maisig Zela on the Shuman. And the Rosh Paskin is not like Rav Chanina, like the Rift who rejects Rav Chanina. And therefore there's no, the original Maisig Neva is still on the Shmeino. The original Maisig Neva of the Tle includes the Isle. So therefore on the one hand, Kefil is Kshas HaMod HaBedin. But on the other hand, this is no new Maisig Zela happening, so Karen is only Karen Shigana. The svar is very geschmack. If I could say so myself, the svar is very geschmack. Yeah.
If all the shumas is considered to still be in the rishus habaylim, so
you know, nobody argues that it belongs to the baylim.
So that means that every new piece of wool that's developed, so it's a quick like transfer from the rishus habaylim to the.
Well, it's a quick zaylo. In other words, the baylim are accruing stuff, and I'm not giving it to them. So I'm being meneyed from them. That's a Maisig Zela.
So if I fattened it, how is that a new Maisig Zela? You wouldn't have that fat before.
No, if I fattened it, the Yerdayim, that's a different story. That's enough for Tim Nevat Shaklis. That we're not discussing. That could be, that we just saw before, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ramam, they say that fat belongs to me because it's Takonis HaShavim. So that even the Karen could be, I don't know, the way these were showing to explain. So then there's nothing to talk about. The fat's my fat. I'm not stealing it from anybody. It's my fat.
Didn't Tosfos say that those svaras are the same?
No, Tosfos said that if I only had Agamara, I would say there's only a svar, an upatim, and about shaklis, but that's all there is. But the Maskonis and Gemara, there's more than an upatim. There's more things going on over here. Besides an upatim, about shaklis, there's another svar of upatim, turgaminoch, dichergaminoch. And therefore, the Maskonis and Gemara, Kefil and Dalet Behei, even by Shmina Me'eleho, Kefil and Dalet Behei will be Kishas. Kefil Dalet Behei will be, Lamaskana will be, Ke'en She Gonach. But Karen in such a case will be different. Karen will not be like Pitam Biyadai. That's how it's going to come out. Yeah. So the and the chayyur, this is pshat in the goyim and tzadikim. The goyim is magi and toisus. I don't know how else to make sense of the goyim and the hagav of the goyim. The goyim is saying clearly that the all that extra wool, according to toisus, you have to pay for the nixal. That means you're paying keren kishas samadu b'din. But in the argument, what happened to keren kishigana? The goyim understood the toisus shita is that no, there's a new since we passed the Rav Chanina, so there's a new Maisik Zela every second that's being enticed, that's Machayev Yukaran and all the extra wool. And yesterday I spoke out to Maduik in the Tosis about the Gufa like that, how Tosis Cheshmed out the Mishnah of why all the Gemara is called the Mishnah of Havagai's Leitzim when you're Yukuvizulu, when it's not a Gemara about Yukuvizulu at all. Because the Mishnah includes the idea that you pay the sheep. You don't pay for the extra wool. And Tosis says, no, it's two different Mashmois. I'm not going to go through that again, but there's a reglai in the dover in the Tosis itself, like the guy in Sa'adva. The only thing is, we can stop right here. That's a nice package. There is a problem that the rush is not mashmakas. Because the rush in Agamah, in Asugya, when the rush is summing, the rush brings the reed, doesn't only bring the riff. He brings the riff. He says he's nice that the riff is more than the stabbing. But he does bring both shittas. When the rush is working it all through, if you look at the rush, the way first he talks about the keren. Before he even gets to the reed and the riff, and he says, you know, what comes out of the sugya, and he says, by the keren, if it was kushuv ishmino, he says the keren is kein shaganav. Keren is always kein shaganav. Keren is kein shaganav. It doesn't matter if he was yukru mezula or was kushuv ishmino. Keren is kein shaganav. Sounds like that's not controversial. Then when he starts talking about the kefel, what's into the kefel by kushuv ishmino? Then he gets involved with the machlokes, the reed and the riff. And lefi the ri we pass like Rav Chanina, and therefore there's a svar about tushmein agavinoch, kusha agavinoch, and the Rif holds no, we don't pass like Rav Chanina, and therefore we don't accept that svar. And so you go back to kefil kshas amad of adin. Kilo, the whole machlekes the ri and the Rif, it's in the ru and the rosh, is a machlekes about the din of kefil dalvei. But it's mashma that keren is not controversial. Everybody is keren kain shagonav shalom al yisrael. There's nothing to talk about. That's how the Rif. That's how the rosh is matzia the. Whereas the way I'm presenting it, the machlokes the ri and the riff l'gabe kefil is also machlokes l'gabe keren, just the mirror image. If the kefil is kshas amad debedin, then the keren is kein shaganav, and if the kefil is kein shaganav, then the keren is kshas amad debedin. It doesn't say that in Rosh. I think it says in place inside a kefil when people go inside go, but in Rosh it doesn't say that. And the emes is that they're even in Sadekeh when the Rosh says for Dovah Poshut that you pay Karen, that the wool, the shach, goes back to the Ganav, he doesn't mention that it's Machlokes, the Ri and the Rif, and even though the Rosh by us says the Rif is Mustaber, but he did bring both Shittas, I would expect him to bring both Shittas over there as well. Again, it's Mashba, the Rosh didn't have the Shtikal Torah. That the Rosh held that regardless, Karen is always Kain Shekhanah. Whether you hold the Rav Chanina or you don't hold the Rav Chanina, that's a nidan on the kefil. But as far as the keren is concerned, keren is kein shikana. So the goy maybe had the shikul tar to explain the intention inside of kefil. But the Rosh himself doesn't have. And in emes, that needs a hezbah. That needs a hezbah. Why does the Rosh not have my shikul tar? Meaning, the chayrat said the svar is good. If you hold a Rav Chanina, that the Maisa Gneva was only on the Tlen, not on the Isle, was only on the Chusha, not on the Shmeina. So why am I not right? That then the extra, everything that's Nitoisif, since it's not included in the Maisa, original Maisa Gneva, should be a new Maisa Gzela, that's Mechayiv Yukasei, the Keren. Why does the Rosh not accept this shtickle term? I mean, the time is very strong. The Rosh itself seems to hold it doesn't matter whether you're a Rifnik, whether you're a Rinik, it doesn't matter. That's a discussion about Kefil. When it comes to Karen is Ken Shaganov, regardless, Kusha Vishmina, you only pay for a Kusha. So in the Rif, I understand, but in the Ri, that the Ri passes the Rav Chanina, so why should that be true? If the original Maisik Neva was only on a Kusha, put all this extra fat you were withholding from the Bailam, all this extra wool you were withholding from the Bailam, why isn't that a new Maisa Gzela Kaseila? That should be Mechayev Yukeren, the way I said it, the way I said Ali with the Taisus. So I think two possibilities. First of all, possibility number one. There's a famous tzois in Shimon in Simon Shin Mem Ches. I don't remember the sif. The tzois says that in order to be considered a gazlan, never mind a gana, but even just to be considered a gazlan, you need to do a maisa gzela. The tzois says that the Gemara says that you can be a gazlan not only the yodoy, only the yodoy, gagoy, chatzeroy, the karfifi minayin. If somebody else's sheep walks into my chutzah, I can become a ganav just by virtue of that. So Rashi says the case is hikisha b'makel. He gave it a kick to go into the chutzah. And Tosis, the case is was nol b'fanov. Tosis later on in the Mishnah. Tosis is was case nol b'fanov. The Tosis says, what do you need all of that for? Chutzah is kind of. He wanted to be. He had a mind to be kind of the animal. Well, why does he have to be hikisha b'makel nol b'fanel? So Tosis says, you say the pshat in Rashi and Tosis is. Rashi and Tosis held for the Vaposha that you can't be a gazlan without a maisa gzela. You can't just be a mental gazlan. Something's in my chotzer and I think, oh, I want to become it, and you become a gazlan. Gazlan needs a maisa gzela. To get chiyuv gzela, you need to do a maisa gzela. So maybe that's the pshat here in the Rosh, that the Rosh held, even if we'll say that the extra fat was not included in the maisa gzela. That doesn't mean that every minute they don't get back that extra fat, and the fat is growing and growing, every second there's a new maisa gzela. Because there's no maisa gzela. Yeah, the behemoth's walking around and my chutz are getting fatter and fatter, but I didn't do a maisa gzela in that extra fat. So therefore I don't become a gazlin on the extra fat either. So the mechalik is the re and the riff is included in the original maisa gneva. The re holds is not included in the original maisa gneva, so you don't even have hefel on it. And the rosho and the riff holds that it is included in the original maisa gneva, so you'll have to then pay for kshas and mother bedin. But Karen is always going to be Kain Shigadah. Manashav. The original Maisik Neva is only Mechayat Kain Shigadah. And a new Maisik Neva would need a Maisik Zela. He didn't do a Maisik Zela. So therefore it was partial by the roof that Karen would only be Kain Shigadah. That's more possibility number one. Possibility number two, then maybe you could say the Rosh of the Shittosai by the story with the books. Remember the Rosh, the Tshuva Sarosh about the books? The Rosh said that a Gainav and a Ganav, so he says it depends. If the Shganav Sheni wants to steal from the Ganav Rishon, then it becomes a Ganav even clapping the Bible. But if he's not trying to steal from the Gan of Rishon, then he doesn't become a Gan of Kapi the Bailam either. So even though normally a Gan of doesn't need to have Kavana, you walk in somebody's house, take away their stuff, you become a Gan of, you don't have to have extra Kavana. But apparently here we're not taking it mamish out of the house of the Gazlan, out of the house of the Bailam, sitting by it's already out of the house of the Bailam, sitting by the Gan of Rishon, and you're helping the Gan of Rishon pack it up and cart it away, so that doesn't make you into a Gazlan unless you had intent. So we can say, it's not so far away from the same with the tzais. So the Rosh Hashitosi held that the new every moment that there's new fat that's mitosif, he didn't have kavona to steal that from the Bailam. I mean, he's happy that it's here, but it's, you know, the original Maisik Neva was only on the tlet. So now we can say maybe there's a new Maisik Zeila Kaseder on the fat. The fat is growing and growing and growing, and there's a new mice, but he doesn't have kavona to steal that extra fat from the Yesh Lodom Adover, maybe he does. I don't know if that's a question. Maybe in a way he doesn't want to give it back. Maybe he. Okay, but still, it's not worse than the brother-in-law who was helping the wife steal the books. He also wanted to get away from the Bailam, but he didn't have a kavanas neighbor from the wife. The Rosh held in the Shuvah that when the brother-in-law helped the wife steal her husband's books, so since he was helping the wife steal, he wasn't stealing from the wife. He was helping the wife steal, so he's not a ganav. Because to be a ganav, he has to be a ganav klapei the ganav. The ganav sheni has to be a ganav klapei the ganav harishon. And if he's not a ganav klapei the ganav harishon, he doesn't have a teres ganav, and he's not a ganav klapei the bailam either. That was the Rosh. Interesting, and it's very mechudish the Rosh, but that's what he says. So al derech's over here, when the behemoth gets bigger and bigger, he doesn't want to steal that extra fat from himself. He's like now the ganav sheni. The Gan of Rishon stole the clay. Now you have this new fat that's existing, but it's not the Beis Ha'ish. So what is he doing with this new fat? He's not stealing it from himself. So there's no Maisik Neva on it. So if there's no Maisik Neva copy himself, there's no Maisik Neva copy the Bailam either. It's a hard thing to handle in these stories because the Russian, that she was the Russian in the first place, is hard to understand. But Al Kaponim, Hachli Kach, the Rush seems to hold that even though this new fat being developed over here, the filo reed that's not included in the original Maisik Zeila, because Rav Chanina says and so on, but there's not no new Maisik Zeila on it. I think the Goyim learned in Tosis, maybe based on the Tosis of Bakufa, the Goyim Tzadakesh, Shpar and Tosis, that Tosis holds a no. There's a new Maisik Zeila Kaseila on all of the world that's going. The choice not everybody agrees to that choice. That choice that Gzela needs a special, you need a Maisik Gzela to be a Gazlan, other Achayim don't agree to that. They say to be a Ganav, you need a Maisik Neva. To be a Gazlan, you just have to be withholding the Baalim's money. So the guy learned that from Taisus, that Taisus doesn't have that. And therefore Taisus holds the fear of Chanino, that the original Maisik Neva is only in the Chushan and the Shemeno. So Mela, what is the Shuman? A new Maisik Gzela. The new Maisik Gzela is Machayim Mikan. And that's what Taisus is on Sadik and Sadik. Okay, I think that's enough for today. Anyway, we're out of time. What? Yeah, new Maisik Neva, for sure it's not. Then you pay with high paper. Why? Is that in Beis Ish?